You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It is a happy day when college acceptance letters come in and a high school student begins the journey to that degree. But lots can happen to derail that journey, especially for kids first in the family to go to college. Kids who don't necessarily have someone who knows the ins and outs of college to call on for help and guidance and support. The T2C Studio, Grand Rapids Center for College Success, offers that help to Grand Rapids students, getting them to college and then through college. Shayla Willis is the T2C Studio Coordinator. Shayla, hello.
Hi, Cindy. Thank you.
And Cindy Gonzalez is here. She is a student who is now at Michigan State University, and she's using the services of the T2C Studio. And Cindy, it's delightful to say welcome to another Cindy.
Hi, Cindy. Thank you. It is.
All right. I'm going to start with you, Shayla. Tell us a little about how this program got started. What was the need and when did it launch?
The To College Through College initiative is actually the convener or the starter of this place-based response. And so back in 2013, our community's children pulled together colleges and universities, Grand Rapids Public School District, community members, business leaders, city leaders in Grand Rapids to come together and rally around post-secondary success. And what we found in looking through the data is that we specifically wanted to target Grand Rapids Public School students, first-generation students of color with these services. We found that at that time, about 60% of students were going off to college, but over the course of 2 years, only 18% of those students were earning either an associate's degree or a bachelor's degree. And so we wanted to change that and move the needle from 18% to 40%, actually. And so the To College Through College initiative, chaired originally by Dr. Rayanne Booker, went forth and looked at different practices.
So when you tell me that, you know, you saw some 60% of Grand Rapids Public School students getting enrolled in college and only 18% graduating, that is jaw-dropping. What was going on between enrollment and college graduation?
That's exactly why the T2C Studio was established, to figure out what's going on and how to best support students going to and through. And, you know, that 18% is including two-year degrees and four-year degrees. So what were students experiencing? And so the To College Through College initiative, when they went forth and digging deeper, they, you know, provided a platform for over hundreds of students to provide, you know, their input and their feedback on their college experiences. And, you know, there was a wide range of things from summer melt, right? So something happened during summer months to make it so that I didn't go off to the college that I said I was going to. Or financially, I, you know, came to this financial barrier and I didn't know how to get past it. Or there's just some barriers that have been put in students' way that we probably wouldn't see as barriers, but students who are first in their family to go off to college, these barriers can be magnified when you don't know how to navigate the college process.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Like you kind of hit this wall. Cindy Gonzalez, you went to Grand Rapids Public Schools, and you are the first generation of your family to go to college, I understand.
Yes, that's correct. I actually graduated from City High Middle School, and then I applied to MSU and then got accepted with a full ride.
Tell me about that moment when you got to tell your mom and dad, I got accepted to Michigan State, I have a full ride, I did it. What was that like for you?
It was a very emotional moment because I didn't apply for scholarships previously, and that's one of the things I heard a lot that you had to do before going to college. And so I had already set my mind into going to a community college for 2 years and then figuring out what to do from there. So the day I received the letter of acceptance from MSU, it was like around December, Christmas time. And then I opened it up and it came with a financial package and it said that I had a full tuition and room and board paid for. And my mom was just so proud of me and was just really excited for me to get started. And it was something new for us.
Yeah, I'm sure they were very, very proud of you. I'm just going to say that right now. As a mom, I can only imagine how proud they were.
Yeah, especially since she didn't get to go to college and I would have been like the first one to go and complete college.
So after that excitement, you've opened the letter, you're accepted, you look at the financial aid package, it says, we are rolling out the red carpet for you, Cindy Gonzalez. What was the process of moving from that day of acceptance to actually, you know, getting to campus and wrapping your arms around that campus experience? What challenges did you find in doing that?
So I was very excited. I am the second oldest in the family. So I did have a major role in my family, first of all, in like providing care for my younger siblings, you know, financially helping my mother too as a single mother. And so I was really excited to go in and challenge myself academically and everything. And then setting foot on college the first day I was living on campus, the first month was kind of like difficult because it was hard for me to go away from home, get away from home. I felt this sense of guilt leaving my mother behind as like someone she relied on. And then I questioned myself sometimes if it was worth leaving my family behind to get an education or if I should stay behind and help her while I can. But then I had my community back home remind me that I would be better off helping on my family with an education in the future than with just staying behind and doing the same thing that's already being done.
Yeah. Shayla, when you hear Cindy describe those emotions, and so many young people do go through that when they're making that transition into college, but it's interesting to hear her talk about the guilt she felt in leaving her mom behind with the rest of the family. What are some of the other stumbling blocks for these first generation and minority students once they get on campus?
Well, I have to even say with Cindy's story, I truly do identify, and I really do go by this thing where I am the student I serve, because I too, you know, was dealing with that, the oldest of three girls and going off, leaving my mom, you know, and my dad behind to do everything by themselves, right? So I too identify with that guilt. And that's a big one for first generation college students, is leaving home and not knowing if your family's going to be okay without you. You're so embedded into that family structure, whether it's financial, whether it's other means of support. And so that is a really big one that mentally can play with students' minds as they go to and through college. Additionally, it's just navigating the campus. So what's really big right now, and has always really been big for first-generation students, is that sense of belonging. Do I belong here? Is this place for me? Do I see other people who look like me, who have similar experiences to me, and am I connecting with them? Who do I identify as a person of support that I can go to when I face struggles on campus? Am I facing them alone, by myself, going back to my dorm room, right, and going through things on my own, or am I actually talking, having these conversations with people who can help me navigate some of the problems or issues that I face? And also, if I'm at school and I'm away, but there's problems at home, who do I talk to and connect with about those things? Financial aid packages, what does it mean to be fully covered or fully funded at a college or university, especially when I was told I have a full ride scholarship, but then I see myself getting a bill for $400 and I'm not exactly sure where it came from or how my family is going to pay for it.
And I can imagine feeling this kind of, you know, it's almost like putting teacups and saucers, stacking them on top of each other, and eventually one too many and it can topple over and it's all broken.
Exactly, you know, and there's that shutdown moment where it's, I already came to campus and I felt like I didn't belong here. And we start stacking up. And then, like you said, it all crumbles and students end up going home and no one knows why.
Cindy Gonzalez, did you notice a difference between your experience and the people who were around you at the dorm on campus who were coming from families where, you know, parents had gone to college and they knew what to do when you got that $400 bill and you didn't expect that? What was different for you, if anything?
I did notice there was a difference with students being there and already knowing what to do. I personally did not know what to do. I assumed that the full tuition scholarship that I had gotten was going to cover everything. And then when I saw those $400 I had left to pay, I was like, my mom can't afford this, especially I can't because I'm not working. And my mom barely even makes enough for us. So I reached out to the TTC studio, and Ms. Shayla actually made some connections, figured everything out, and helped me get those $400 paid off. But I just, at the beginning, I had this like sense of not belonging and not knowing what to do.
Right, right. And then, as you say, you reached out to T2C, to college through college. and got some help. And so, Shayla, this gives us the chance to talk about the kinds of services that students can come in and find at the Grand Rapids Center for College Success through the T2C Studio. What do you offer?
Anything from having that conversation about what college is best for me, planning, organizing around getting into college, completing college applications, completing financial aid forms, FAFSA, you know, locating scholarships and then completing those scholarships as well. One-on-one assistance through navigating the college process. So we have a combination of services for students that are going into and those students that are getting through. One very unique thing, too, about the T2C Studio and what we provide is that we leverage the expertise of our partners that sit around the Two College Through College table. We have 10 college partners to provide one-on-one assistance to students and their families. And what's really cool about that is it's not just about recruiting that student to a particular institution. It's about making sure that student identifies a best fit for them and we help them get there. For instance, we have Omar Gonzalez from Ferris State University. He comes every Tuesday and Thursday from 1 to 5, and he has helped students get into Ferris. He's helped students get into GRCC. He's helped students get into community college in Florida, right? But it's all about what's best for that student. And then in addition to that one-on-one time, some of our college partners host workshops, more targeted workshops for our Grand Rapids youth that can help benefit them. So for instance, Michigan State University, we may have a lot of students that are eligible for the Spartan Advantage program. So what is Spartan Advantage? Having specific workshops around that. Ferris hosted a TIP workshop, tuition incentive program, explaining to parents what TIP was and how their students could use it to pay for school.
So I know you've got a lot of folks involved in the T2C Studio initiative, mm-hmm. government and public schools and, as you say, higher ed, community-based organizations, faith-based groups, businesses.
Yeah.
So all coming together. Is that kind of filling that gap left by high schools and colleges?
It truly brings the community into the retention effort. What I really love about this work is that you have colleges and universities who we say, you're responsible for retaining students. They've gotten there, you're supposed to retain them. Working alongside community to say, hey, we are going to work with you to retain your students and make sure they make it to degree. So we don't have that blame factor of, oh, it was the community that didn't prepare them, or it was the schools that didn't secure their pathway to degree. We're all responsible. As one of our partners from GRCC, Chris Sain, said, retention is everybody's business.
And the community wins when students like Cindy Gonzalez finish up, get their degree, and if they come back and bring those skills to the city, Grand Rapids is a winner, too, economically.
Absolutely. You know, I went to Central High School. I graduated there in 2008, and I had the opportunity to be a Gates Millennium Scholar. I went off to The Ohio State University. Can I say that on Michigan radio?
You sure can.
Okay. But I went off to Ohio State, and I got my bachelor's there, and I've gotten my master's from Purdue University, and I'm currently getting my doctorate from Michigan State University. All of those degrees for free. But instead of going, you know, out and staying out, I came back home to help out with the Two College Through College initiative and to open the T2C studio. I truly am the student I serve, but it's truly rewarding to give back to the same schools and the same city that brought me to where I am today.
And the T2C studio has been going for a little while. Are you seeing any measurable progress in keeping more students in college and getting through college?
Yeah, so the T2C studio is in its pilot stage right now. We're in 2 years out of a 5-year pilot. And so one of our goals is to be able to track more consistently and effectively the impact. And so we're working with some of our county partners and some of our higher ed partners to make sure that we can do that. At the beginning of the Two College Through College initiative, all of our higher ed partners sign what we call a community compact. So our higher ed partners, our school district, and K-Connect all signed. Oh, and also the mayor all signed off on this community compact. And what it does is it allows TCTC to have information on data, So the students that are leaving our district and going off to the colleges and universities, what's happening with them? What's the pathway for them? It gives us access to personnel. So admission workers or financial aid workers from the universities coming into the T2C studio for that one-on-one assistance. And then we also have a financial commitment where the higher eds actually invest in the T2C studio and the Two College Through College initiative. And so we're learning how to track all of this for the very first time. And then also, Cindy, a lot of this is subjective. So building that confidence to just apply, understanding that I am going to receive TIP funds and I can go to Grand Rapids Community College with TIP and full Pell Grant for free. Understanding that I could also go to Ferris with TIP and full Pell Grant with tuition covered. Just having those subjective gains too and figuring out how to measure those as well, because students, we understand that, you know, it's about what happens in that classroom and on that campus, but there's a lot of things that happens in students' lives that prevent them from going back and finishing college.
Cindy Gonzalez, so you got through that freshman year. You're a sophomore now?
Yes.
And your major is what? And what are your career goals? What do you want to do with this degree?
So my major is social work, and I mainly tie it back to how I was raised and the influences I had from my community while growing up. So from my childhood to up to high school, my life was influenced by a lot of social workers, a lot of like community help. For example, the Cook Library Center, which was the first place I came across when I was in eighth grade. I met Ms. Sue Garza there. And then from there, I would always go there after school, study, stay even over closing hours. Through the Cook Library Center, I learned about the LEAD program, which is a Leadership, Employment, Achievement, and Direction program. That's with the Oaks Art Community's Children. And with Art Community's Children, I learned about T2C Studio. And then there was just a lot of social worker people that I got to meet from those programs. Just knowing that I got a lot and I received a lot from my community made me realize that I also wanted to give back to my community. And I feel that graduating from a social worker degree, I would be able to do that for my community and for other children who grew up with me, with a single parent, with struggles of education. That's one of the reasons why I chose social work.
Well, the T2C Studio Grand Rapids Center for College Success, making a difference for students who are first-generation students of color who are navigating that road through higher education. We've been talking with Shayla Willis, who's the T2C Studio Coordinator, and Cindy Gonzalez, who is an MSU Spartan. She's using the services of that studio and making her way through college now. Thank you guys so much for talking with us. It was great to meet you.
Thank you.
Thank you.